Burnout among your accounts payable staff. We're not talking about it, but we should be. Burnout is a real issue, and ignoring it won't make it go away. We've identified three issues that, if addressed, might relieve some of the stress leading to burnout in your accounts payable department. Hi guys, I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, with another AP soundbite. These are short, concise talks that provide business intelligence related to best practice accounts payable and payment functions. Today, we're going to take a look at burnout and the problems that lead to it with your AP staff. And I've got, as I said, three simple suggestions for you, and they don't cost any money, my favorite kind. All right. So burnout, we're not really talking about it, and we should. No company can afford to lose good, experienced staff, especially at a time when it's hard to replace good people. We've all read about the Great Resignation going on not only in the United States, but in countries around the world, but we're not talking about what's leading to it and what we can do about it so that we can prevent our staff from being burned out and leaving. We want to hold on to them, especially if they're good performers and they have a lot of company history in their heads. So let's take a look at three issues, and I don't believe most management teams realize the toll that these issues are taking on their staff. They're aware of the issues, but I think once they get past that, being aware of the issue, realize that it's causing a toll. All right, let me talk about the issues. You'll see what I mean. Okay, I call the first one the first invoice headache, and I call this the duplicate copies of invoices problem. Now, probably most of you listening today realize that a lot of invoices are being sent two and three times to companies, and they're being sent to several people, et cetera. And the estimate is, or at least the estimate from AP Now, from having done surveys of our people, is that about 25% of all invoices are being sent more than once. And this is being sent before the due date. It's not that, you know, the company hasn't paid and you're trying to follow up. Now, what this means is when these invoices get to the company, the accounts payable staff has to weed them out and hopefully not pay them twice, because if they pay them twice, well, that's a whole other nightmare. But they need to weed them out. That's a lot of work. Okay, it's a lot of what I call non-value-add work that must be done, because if those invoices aren't weeded out, then they get paid twice. We try and weed them out as early as possible during the invoice processing cycle, but that does not always happen. So realize that, for example, let's say your company processes just 1,000 invoices a month. Well, if they're getting 25% extra because they're getting them two and three times, that's at least 250 extra invoices that are going to have to be processed and pulled out. They're going to have to be worked on, but not paid. Okay, that's a lot of extra work. And as I said, it's not value add. So if you can look at ways to get your vendors, your suppliers, to stop sending multiple copies of the same invoice, that will help reduce the stress in your accounts payable department. This might mean setting up a program to do this, calling those vendors, talking to them, and setting up some best practices along the line. And we've got a number of videos on that, and I'll link to some of them in the show notes below so that you can look at how you can reduce this problem. But don't just say, yeah, we recognize it, and yeah, our staff is pulling them out. If you haven't increased staff in a while, but you're getting these increase of invoices, basically you're asking people to do 25% more work without giving them additional resources. Okay, I'll stop ranting and raving about that. Invoice headache number two revolves around all these small dollar invoices that people are processing. Now, you want your processes to focus on your large dollar invoice. If there's going to be a mistake made and a duplicate payment made, it better be on, and you'd much prefer to be on, a $2,000 invoice than a $2 million invoice. But if you look at your stats, and I suggest that you do this, and see how many invoices you're getting and what the dollar amounts are, you're probably going to discover something like, I don't know, 10% of your invoices are under $100, and maybe 25% of your invoices are under $500. That's all activity that you could push to a corporate card, to a P card. And then while there still has to be some checking involved, you don't have to go through the whole big rigmarole that we go through to process an invoice. So take a hard look at your activity, the level of your activity. You want your folks to focus on those big dollar invoices, okay? And then see what you can do to get rid of some of the small dollar invoices. And again, P-cards are a really good solution when they are implemented correctly. So you want to think about that. Now, before we get to the last headache, I'd like to invite you to hit the like button or the thumb button. The last problem I call the paper check nightmare. Now, paper checks require a lot of work and they are expensive. And there's a whole bunch of tasks that we have to do, manual tasks, again, non-value-added tasks that create additional work for your accounts payable people. So what you want to do is move as much as you can to electronic payments. You're going to move some, remember, to P-cards, those small dollar items. You're going to try and get as many of them on P-cards. And then of the rest, you want to start getting as many of your vendors as you can to accept electronic payments. We're now at the point in the United States, unlike the rest of the world. Most of the rest of the world, by the way, does not have this issue. This is a problem that, shall we say, is peculiar to the United States because we still rely on paper checks. But at least in the business world, we've got to the point where about 50% of our B2B payments are being made electronically. And we want to get that number up so that our accounts payable staff isn't wasting all this time running all this paper around. Now, are you still allowing the return of checks to the person who requested a payment? That's another task that adds no value, creates a lot of extra manual work for your staff, and to boot is a weak internal control. We have a short 4-minute video on it explaining what the problem is that you can watch now. A link to it is in the show notes below, and on YouTube, a link will appear momentarily. As always, I greatly appreciate your time and your thumbs up, your comments and your shares, and of course, your subscribes. Good luck.